Water issues in the arid West are complex. The laws that govern our region's rivers and reservoirs are tough to wrap your mind around, but art can provide an entry point, and it can also create an emotional connection that helps people understand what's at stake. Aspen Public Radio's Kaya Williams reports on one painter's approach for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Trust your hand, see if you can make some marks.
With his eyes squinted, hand out to the horizon, artist Patrick Keycutt is showing about a dozen people with sketchbooks how to make those little trees in the distance look just the right size on paper compared to the reservoir before us. We're surrounded by forest greens and rusty rocky reds in a high mountain valley near Aspen. And Keycutt, who spends a lot of time deep in river canyons, is savoring the moment under his straw hat.
I kind of come alive with more space. It kind of allows me to catch my breath and breathe and kind of soar a little bit.
Keycutt has been painting and drawing the landscapes of the West for decades. He traveled the region with his family as a kid, had a creative aha moment in college, and found inspiration in Thomas Moran, a 19th century artist whose paintings of Yellowstone motivated people to create America's first national park.
Art definitely has an important role in engaging a wider public. I always have that in the back of my mind. What is it that's important, and what am I doing as an artist to point to things that I feel deserve some attention?
Keycutt spent most of his career painting lonely highways and arid deserts, treating those wide, empty spaces with the same reverence Moran gave to Yellowstone. Then, a few years ago, he joined a team of researchers and other artists on a trip down the Green and Colorado rivers.
It's like, oh, this is the original highway. The original highway is the river. So that was a hook for me.
It followed the same route that John Wesley Powell took in 1869. But this group's trip, 150 years later, was shaped by major infrastructure like dams and reservoirs, and by increasingly fraught conversations about the difference between water supply and demand in the basin.
I've been documenting this drought that's over 20 years for since it started. It's important for me to show the realities of the West.
Keycutt documented the trip in drawings from the field, which he turned into larger scale paintings later on. But 2019 was a good water year. He returned last year as reservoirs reached record lows, and some of his pieces are now on display at a library in the Roaring Fork Valley, near a major tributary to the Colorado River. His paintings are high up on the walls, so you have to crane your neck to see them, almost like you're in the bottom of a canyon yourself. Dams, reservoirs, and rivers come in shades of warm brown and pale blue. You can almost feel how dry it was just by looking. Christina Medved runs community outreach for the Roaring Fork Conservancy, a nonprofit that organized the workshop and worked with the Basalt Regional Library on this show.
We still need to be capturing these places, both for historical reasons, but also because of what they can do with drawing out the emotions and the beauty.
Medved hopes it'll help people connect with water issues that can sometimes be hard to understand. And so does Keycutt. He says making art about the river helped him develop a sense of place and grasp what that place means in a larger context.
The persistence of water, I think, is an amazing thing that allows me to think of this planet on a deeper and kind of broader scale than I have before.
So now, after an extra snowy winter and rainy spring brought lots of water to the Colorado River Basin, Keycutt is again thinking about how it's changing and using his pencil and brush to depict the high water marks too. I'm Kaya Williams.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.